You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Food on breakfast. Breakfast. Food. It's Breakfast Food with Delaney Mears.
It is Breakfast Food with Delaney Mears. How are you this morning, Delaney?
Good morning. I'm well, thank you. Very well.
You've brought treats in.
I have brought treats. I
mean, shame, Mikey, you don't get treats.
Had a few treats come across my doorstep this week.
A few treats.
Yeah, which is nice. The lovely folks at Clevedon Valley Buffalo, they heard us talking about their mozzarella, their buffalo mozzarella a few weeks ago.
So it's not just mozzarella that they make?
No, but they were the first ones over 10 years ago to bring in buffalo over and milk them. And the lady was telling me that they milk them and make the cheese and deliver it on the same day.
Same day?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
How did... What?
Yeah.
And then it, you know, it probably spends more time in the supermarket than it does...
Probably. Yeah.
Buffalo to...
But they do make this very delicious yogurt. Which is what I've brought along.
Am I looking at? Okay.
Yeah.
It's being passed across the panel.
This is a really lovely, creamy, delicious yogurt.
High in calcium, low in cholesterol.
Acidophilus.
Boysenberry.
Yeah, that's a boysenberry one. Oh. They do natural. I wolfed the tub of passion fruit.
So we get your second favourite. Well, that's fine. I'm sure it's just as nice.
But I said, you know, Mikey's often eating his muesli and yogurt when I come up here, so.
Yeah, but he's not here, so.
Some yogurt.
So we get it.
And then while we're on the topic of
dairy
products, I suppose. the folks at Duck Island Ice Cream in Hamilton. Have you heard of them? They
No.
make all sorts of weird and wacky flavours. They just make very, very delicious ice cream. They've got a cute ice cream parlour in Hamilton East, and they do tubs which you can get at Farrow Fresh and I think other supermarkets. And they won a cuisine award a few years ago for their salted... No, it was miso.
Miso ice cream.
It was miso and roasted white chocolate, and it was just... Insane.
You tried it? It was worth the hype?
Yeah, definitely. And they do like a toasted marshmallow where they make marshmallows, blowtorch them, and then just mix them into the ice cream base. Like, and they do one called fairy bread that they do the same. Butter, bread, hundreds and thousands.
I've heard of the fairy bread one.
And then just blend it into ice cream base.
So that's just chunks of fairy bread.
Yeah. So you get the streaks of like hundreds of thousands and like the occasional little bit of butter. It's just so good.
Oh, mate.
But I've brought along the salted caramel with cacao crumb, which is like a real burnt kind of caramel, like a real rich. And then they also do a few vegan ones. And this is a roasted cherry coconut chip.
Coconut ice cream, my flatmate recently introduced me to, and I was like, oh yeah, I mean, it's not gonna be the same. Better. It was better.
You reckon?
Yeah, it was
bold calls on a Thursday morning.
It was, and the yogurt as well.
Which coconut yogurt.
I'm sure the buffalo one's lovely. I just haven't had it yet. But coconut yogurt, sweet Jesus.
Yeah. It's so again sort of rich in flavour, and it's great if you're cooking for vegan people too. We did a Mexican feast last year, a vegan Mexican feast for some friends. And it was like slaw and, you know, delicious beans and jalapenos and lime, and then coconut yogurt as the sort of, you know, dairy component.
Because often yogurt seems better than sour cream when you do that sort of thing.
Yeah, definitely.
And coconut yogurt would be...
Yeah.
Okay.
My friend after that meal just said she started eating just slaw, refried beans and coconut yogurt as like a meal often.
Game changer.
Totally.
You changed her life.
So good.
Now we've got some questions which were sent in by listeners. If you would like to join in, questions potentially for next week. The email address is askdelaney@95bfm.com. Delaney spelled D-E-L-A-N-E-Y. What we have for this morning though, the first one is, how do I stop leftover salad from being gross the next day?
I actually thought long and hard about this one. Caller, reader, listener. I think first and foremost, you need a really good either, you know, fruit and veggie bin in your fridge. Mine is like super cold. It's frozen lettuces before, so you need to be careful. But otherwise, like a really good, I think they used to be called salad crispers, but like a sealed plastic container, basically, or a sealed container. But I think the key is to not dress it all.
That makes sense.
And so you're keeping your veggie component fresh, and then you're just dressing it when you're about to eat it for the amount. And so I sort of got thinking with this question. I know. With the importance of sort of portions, like I've been really bad in the past of just making an enormous salad and then it going soggy, and then just being like, soggy salad for lunch. What do I do with it? I guess you could put it in a toastie and add cheese, and yeah, that would probably be good, depending what the veggies are. But yeah, just sort of thinking a bit more about how much you're actually going to eat and how much should be on your plate, on a dinner plate. So just a little bit of thinking about portion control. And then, yeah, doing the dressing afterwards is crucial, I think.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely something I'm going to take on board. I greatly enjoy bringing leftovers to work the next day myself, and yeah, soggy salad.
Too. I love having leftovers for lunch the next day, but yeah, you do, you just want to think about that. So like iceberg lettuce, for example, which I don't know if people buy as much anymore. I think that was sort of my staple salad of my childhood. But that would stay fresh in a crisper or in a, you know, in a container. But those bags of salad have a pretty short shelf life.
Spinach is all right, but I'm guessing, again, as you say, only if you don't dress it.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, those spinach is a great one if it is on its last legs. I mean, that wilts really nicely if you're cooking it with like scrambled eggs or some sort of brunch, bit of lemon, bit of garlic.
Yum.
Yeah.
All right, next question. I'm super interested in this as well as a non cow milk drinker. Is almond milk actually terrible for the environment? Because what's the rumor that it takes liters and liters of water to make one almond or something?
Something. I mean, I'm not an expert in this. However, I looked up, I found a Guardian article, and it said it's good for you and terrible for the planet. And it is that.
Oh God.
It's the water factor. This is why I think, which we've talked about before, bugs as protein, as a protein source, one of their big selling points is that it's like a hugely less amount of water to produce the same amount of protein equivalent as red meat.
Hang on, you're not talking about bug milk, are you?
No, not milk, just in general as a protein source. Bug flour and bug, you know, everything. But yeah, almond milk is, you know, it's pretty much surpassed soy as your dairy alternative.
Really?
Yeah. And but it does take a lot of water, and that, you know, a lot of it comes from California, which gets hit by drought quite badly, and so it's just putting it under pressure, I guess.
I read somewhere that grey water systems are illegal in California as well, so even if you're trying your damnedest to recycle your water, apparently it's not allowed.
Oh dear. It's a bit grim, isn't it?
Bit grim. Also ravaged by wildfires at the moment.
Yeah, really.
Poor California.
Blake.
So if you're not getting on the, or if you already are on the almond milk train, should we just go back to soy?
I don't know. I mean, a scientist would probably tell you there would be reasons against soy too, and then there are reasons against dairy. So, I mean, it's just a matter of, you know, being a little bit informed, reading around and seeing what you feel comfortable with, I guess.
Just drink water.
Yeah, I mean, I've actually managed to cut quite a lot of milk out of my diet. Sort of.
I can't do cheese and ice cream, though.
No.
As maybe one day I'll get there. Oh, we're talking about coconut yogurt. But cheese.
Can't cut it.
Yeah. Somebody texted in saying the new Raglan vanilla coconut yogurt is the shiz.
Oh, are they doing a vanilla one? Vanilla flavoured one.
Paul. Yeah, vanilla coconut, apparently. Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, Raglan coconut yogurt is a good time. There's a few out there.
Yum.
Yum.
All right, it seems like we have a caller. Hello, BFM.
Hello, how are you guys?
We're good. Do you have a question for Delaney?
Pardon, sorry?
Do you have a question for Delaney?
No, Delaney, I haven't, but I was just going to say, don't fret too much about consuming water as an individual. Industry consumes a lot more than we do. Even the combined consumption of private use is nowhere near what industry does. So.
That's true, but I guess what we're talking about is, you know,
almond milk production is probably one of those industries.
Soy as well, the flattening parts of the Amazon to grow that. So, you know, we're flattening parts of Canterbury to grow milk.
I guess that's true, yeah.
It's all pretty overwhelming sometimes.
Yeah, it definitely is.
It's incredibly overwhelming what we're doing to the environment in every way, shape and form, basically.
Yep. We're not a very sustainable species.
No.
Stick that rule of try not to do things that harm yourself or others, and you're probably going to be all right. Don't consume too much almond, not too much soya, not too much milk.
Yeah.
Everything in moderation, huh?
It's less dairy, yeah, black coffee.
Sounds very religious, that one.
Healthy choice. It's looking out for yourself. Well, we'll do a brainstorm of how we can be more environmentally aware. But first, to make ourselves feel more peppy, I think Delaney and I off air are going to eat some ice cream.
Yeah, or what about chocolate almond hot milk?
Ooh. Chocolate almond? Sounds good.
Yeah, like a hot chocolatey kind of. Yum. Yeah, good.
Yeah, it's quite nice, that.
Delicious.
Oh, we've got a milk steamer here at BFM.
Yeah, you're allowed to do guilty things every once in a while.
Speaking of, we're going to get into this Clevedon buffalo yogurt and this Duck Island ice cream.
It's so nice, that stuff.
Yeah, it's really yummy.
And the cheeses made from them are awesome too.
Oh. Yeah, the cheeses. I've got some in my fridge.
Well, thank you for getting involved, caller. Okay. And do email in your questions if you have any. That goes out to all the listeners.
Thanks.
Delaney, we'll see you next week.
Hey, we will.
Awesome.
Nom, 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 nom. That was Breakfast Food with Delaney Mears.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.